Gypsy Music on The British Biscuit. We'll return following this message.
Everywhere you go these days, it seems like all you hear is Bruce Springsteen. Where did he come from? Why is he suddenly a star? You can find everything you want to know about Bruce Springsteen in the latest issue of Crawdaddy magazine. Crawdaddy's editor, Peter Nobler, met Springsteen before the first album and now has written an in-depth 10-page cover story and up-to-the-minute interview with Bruce. On the boardwalk, at the bottom line, and deep in the swamps of Jersey, Crawdaddy gives a fascinating, candid look at Springsteen just as he's becoming a star. Bruce talks about his music, rock and roll roots, and his incredible onstage performance. And Bruce tells Crawdaddy how he writes his songs and what's on his mind. A very personal conversation found only in Crawdaddy, plus plenty of pictures. So, running on the back streets with Bruce Springsteen in this month's Crawdaddy magazine on your newsstands today. You're listening to The British Biscuit in Metro Media Stereo at WNEW-FM in New York.
I want a beer like no other beer.
Unshaved for people.
I want flavor that won't disappear.
Unshaved for people.
I'm shaved for people, too. Because Shaver flavor lasts beer after beer. It's like they've been saying, it's the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Me, I like my second beer to taste as good as my first. That's why I'm Shaver people. Isn't everyone?
I want a beer like no other beer.
I'm Shaver people. I want flavor that won't disappear. I'm Shaver people. Shaver beer goes straight to your thirst. Your last one tastes as good as your first. Go out and get a Shaver and be Shaver people too. Go out and get a Shaver and be Shaver.
The F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of New York, New York. The concert continues at 102.7 WNEW-FM.
WNEW-FM, Metro Media Stereo in New York at 102.7.
Good evening at 10 p.m. It's 63 degrees. The forecast gradual clearing and cooler tonight with a low in the upper 50s. President Ford says he hasn't turned his back on New York City. Some other politicians in town for the campaign say he has. Mayor Beam is trying to mediate the musician's strike. In sports, a good day for the Giants, a hideous one for the Jets. I'm Maury Trumbull, WNEW News. President Ford says his administration hasn't ignored New York City's plight. Ford told a group of Stanford University law students that the proper federal approach is through the General Revenue Sharing Program. And he says billions of dollars have been given to the city for federal programs to meet its problems. The president said the massive piling on of dollars wouldn't help. Connecticut State Treasurer Henry Parker says New York's problems have already cost Connecticut $1.7 million in extra interest it had to pay to sell its bonds.
The president ought to come to the aid of New York City and the state, primarily because it really is not a problem that's just New York cities alone. This kind of American problem, and it has occurred. There is precedent for the president helping certainly other corporations in the nation, and I think that the same thing could happen for New York City.
Parker says the New York financial crunch has shaken investor confidence in municipal bonds, and the treasurer of Oregon agrees. He says even at 3,000 miles distance, they've had to pay an extra 1/8% to get investors to buy their bonds. Senator Jacob Javits says Treasury Secretary William Simon has captured Ford's mind on the subject. He says Simon has turned a flinty face toward the city's problems, and he argued with Ford's contention that 10 to 12 years of wasteful programs brought on the city's problems.
New York's derelictions, whatever they may have been in the way of waste or inadequacy, is not what have brought it to this pass. What's brought it to this pass, in my judgment, is the fact that the movement of people in this country is free, that we have taken a vast number of people from the United States in other parts of it, in the South, from Puerto Rico, who need welfare and relief, and hence we have an inordinate proportion in that regard, and we simply have broken down in an effort to carry that load.
Javits and Senator James Buckley have formed a citizens' committee to try to help out. Teachers Union President Albert Shanker threatens another possible strike of New York City teachers if local school boards try to fight those contract-mandated reductions in school hours. Shanker spoke in an interview for WNEW's Sunday News Close-Up.
It's time for those who believe that they can come in and take things away to to rethink their position, see whether it's really possible to do it anywhere within our society without paying a price for it, and that price is frequently one that I'd say it's not worth paying.
Shanker says they're not willing to give up rights that they've already negotiated. Shanker is due in court Wednesday to defend himself against a criminal contempt citation for leading union members in their strike. Mayor Beam has called musicians and producers to Gracie Mansion tonight, hoping to mediate an end to the Broadway musician strike that has closed down 9 musicals. Actors and dancers in the darkened shows were bitter over the shutdown. The cast of one musical asked the producer to let them go on without the musicians. And restaurant and garage operators in the Times Square area are unhappy, too. They report business is off by about 50%. There's no report yet on how badly the pickpockets and muggers are being hurt. The Highway Department says a stretch of the FDR Drive from 23rd to 28th Streets northbound will be closed for several days. They found major structural damage while resurfacing the drive. They'll hear arguments in the Karen Ann Quinlan case tomorrow in Morristown, New Jersey. Karen Ann has been in a coma since mid-April, apparently from accidental reaction to tranquilizers and alcohol. Doctors say she has only occasional brain waves and is being kept breathing by hospital machines. Her parents want the machines unhooked. At issue is the legal definition of when actual death occurs, and the court's decision could have widespread effect nationwide. State Secretary Kissinger is at the Soviet UN mission tonight for a dinner in his honor. Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko is also there. The two have been trying to hammer out another disarmament agreement. Patty Hearst will have a chance again Tuesday to convince a judge that she will stick around if allowed to go free on bail. Judge Oliver Carter said Friday that 19 months underground is evidence Patty may take off again. In sports, the Giants won their opener today, 23-14 over the Eagles. Chip Cipolla has details.
It was a pretty good performance by the New York Giants. Good because it got the season started on a positive note. Good because several of the younger starters seem to be maturing. Good because they out-intimidated a Philadelphia team that usually out-intimidates them. And good because they didn't let a first-quarter injury to John Mendenhall, the heart of their defense, get them down. Maybe the biggest plus is the Giants didn't let the game get away from them in the final second, something they made a habit of doing last year. This time, holding on to a very precarious 16-14 lead in the final 40 seconds, Greg Morton unloaded a 49-yard bomb to Ray Rhodes, and the Giants won it going away. 23-14 was the final score, but the first real test of the season comes next week in Washington. You'll hear it on WNEW AM, beginning with my pregame show at 12:45. The first of the interdivision tests the Giants have to pass if they're going to be considered contenders this season. I'm Chip Cipolla, WNEW Sports.
The Jets got racked up by O.J. Simpson and the Buffalo Bills. Simpson ran through, over, under, and around the Jets' defense for 173 yards, the Bills scoring an almost obscene 6 TDs on the way to a 42-14 route. Simpson said the Jets showed the effects of rustiness from their long layoff for competition. They didn't play last week because of the Patriots' strike. Some other NFL opening day action. The Bengals over the Browns 24-17. Houston took New England 7-0. New England may be a little rusty, too. The Redskins over New Orleans 41-3. Billy Kilmer had 4 touchdown passes. The Colts 35, Chicago 7. Detroit down Green Bay 30-16. The Vikings over San Francisco 27-17. The Cowboys upset the Rams 18-7. The Rams expected to be a power in the NFL this year. The Cardinals 23, Atlanta 20. Denver Broncos 37, Kansas City Chiefs 33, and the Super Bowl champion Steelers 37, San Diego nothing. In baseball today, the Phillies down the Mets 4-2, Pittsburgh over St. Louis 5-3, Cincinnati 3, Atlanta nothing. Montreal took Chicago 5-4, the Astros 4-1 over the Dodgers, and the Giants took San Diego 2-1. In the American League, the Yankees split a twin bill with the Indians, losing the first 2-3, taking the nightcap 11-5. The Red Sox beat Detroit 6-5, but it was a very, very expensive win. Jim Rice, one half of the Red Sox dynamic rookie duo, will be lost for the rest of the year. He broke his hand when he was hit by a pitch today. The 21-year-old outfielder took a pitch by Tiger right-hander Vern Rule in the second inning of that game. He got a fracture of the fourth metacarpal bone. That comes at a critical time for the first-place Red Sox. They're fighting to stave off the Orioles in the race for the American League East title. Some other American League scores, the Orioles over the Brewers 3-0, Texas took Chicago 8-2, and the Royals downed Oakland 2-1, the Angels 5, Minnesota 2. Chris Evert has become the all-time women's athlete single-season money winner with a victory in the Little Mo Classic in Atlanta, beating Martina Navratilova, running her season's take to more than $298,000. And the U.S. has won the Ryder Cup again, beating the British team 21-11. We'll check weather after this. It's 7 at 10:30.
It's your health, and you should know. Dr. Thomas E. Bryant, president of the Drug Abuse Council in Washington, D.C., brings you these important facts about marijuana.
Probably no drug is entirely harmless, and certainly there are real potential dangers from the overuse or misuse of any psychoactive or mind-altering drug. Marijuana is no exception. The potential danger areas include possible injury to the central nervous system, such as brain damage, possible damage to chromosomes, which might affect future generations, hormonal imbalance, particularly in males, interference with the body's ability to resist infection, and psychological difficulties. So far, these results come mainly from tests in the laboratory. We have yet to learn what these findings mean in everyday use, but many experts are genuinely concerned. We suspect that the real dangers come only with prolonged, heavy use of marijuana, day in and day out. It's your health.
Weather for the WNEW area, gradual clearing and cooler tonight, a low in the upper 50s, sunny and pleasant tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow night with a low in the upper 50s. It's partly cloudy now, humidity 90%, winds west at 7, and the temperature 63 degrees. I'm Maury Trumbull, WNEW News.
Thank you, Maury. Good evening. Richard Neer, WNEW-FM in New York at 102.7. Sunday evening, about 9 minutes past 10 o'clock. I'll be with you till midnight.
We'll be back with the final word after this.
Bill Minkin for Pioneer High Fidelity. I'm speaking with Elton John.
If I'm writing a song, I usually get inspired. If I'm listening to a good record, say a new Stevie Wonder or anything like that I really, really I like, it usually inspires me and I take it off and I think if I can write something as good as that or half as good as that, I'd be really happy. So it's usually after I've just heard a good record on my Pioneer equipment, I usually write things.
Not everyone can write a song, no matter what they listen back on. But do you feel as a performer that your music suffers when it's heard back on inferior high-fidelity equipment?
It's true. I mean, you can't listen to Led Zeppelin on a $23 hi-fi system. You got to get a good system, and the only system to get is a Pioneer.
Thanks, Elton. We're proud you think Pioneer is the greatest. Visit your Pioneer dealer and listen to Pioneer high-fidelity components and hear what superior sound is all about.
For all your Pioneer equipment, see Newmark and Lewis, the cheapest guys in town, with stores throughout Queens, Long Island, and Westchester. At 102.7, this is WNEW-FM.